The midterm elections are still months away, but we're going to hear about one of the most closely watched races. Incumbent Senator Rick Santorum is one of the most outspoken Republicans in the Senate, and he ranks third in his party leadership. State and national Democrats have been pouring money into Pennsylvania, hoping to take him down. But first, they need a candidate they can unite behind. From member station WHYY in Philadelphia, Brad Linder reports on tomorrow's Democratic primary.
Rick Santorum isn't just one of the most powerful members of the Senate. He's also one of the most conservative. He's an avid supporter of the war in Iraq and the Bush administration's warrantless surveillance program, and he opposes abortion. He was a sponsor of the 2003 ban on late-term abortions. More than a year ago, national Democrats recruited the candidate they thought could beat Santorum. When Bob Casey Jr. ran for state treasurer in 2004, he received the largest number of votes in Pennsylvania history. And so far, Casey's been leading Santorum by double digits in statewide polls. But there's one position Casey holds that's proven controversial with many Democratic voters.
I'm a pro-life Democrat. Some people describe that different ways, an anti-abortion Democrat or however you describe that. But I've been very honest about that position.
Casey is also a firm supporter of the right to bear arms and opposes any new limits on gun purchases. Campaign strategists are calculating that Casey's conservative side will help keep controversial issues like abortion off the table as he campaigns against Santorum this fall. But some longtime Democratic voters are finding themselves torn. Beth Taylor is a mother of twins and a part-time teaching assistant. She doesn't want to vote for a pro-life Democrat in the primary.
It's disheartening that he has more of a Republican stance on those issues than many of the other traditional Democrats. But if he ends up winning the primary, then I would still vote for him.
There are two other men vying for the Democratic nomination, but history professor Chuck Pinocchio and pension attorney Alan Sandals are hardly the household names in Pennsylvania that Bob Casey is. Together, they pick up less than 10% of the vote in statewide polls. Casey's held statewide office for 10 years as both state treasurer and auditor general. And perhaps most importantly, his father, Bob Casey Sr., was governor from 1987 to 1995. But Sandals and Pinocchio have made inroads with some who are dissatisfied with Casey. Both support abortion rights, and Sandals picked up the endorsement of the National Organization for Women. Sandals says he understands why Democratic leaders are pushing Bob Casey, but he thinks they're wrong.
I think they were running scared last year. You know, the Republicans had again won the presidency, and people had the view that all of a sudden so-called values were what was important. Fact is that values are important always. What happened, though, last year was that people thought they had to actually imitate Republicans in order to beat them, and that's like, how can you call surrender actually a victory?
Last month, Chuck Pinocchio was endorsed by Neighborhood Networks, a group representing several hundred community activists in Philadelphia. Speaking to several dozen supporters from Neighborhood Networks, Pinocchio outlined some of his differences with Casey.
I'd like to thank the host of people who have rallied around this cause, rallied around this effort to restore our politics so that a woman's right to choose is not threatened, so that privacy rights are not under assault, so that a living wage becomes the means of discussion. Not simply minimum wage. We need to lift people out of poverty.
That message is resonating with some. Mike Doyle is a retired research scientist in suburban Philadelphia. He says Pinocchio represents his views better than Casey does.
The traditional Democratic beliefs, concern for the common good, getting out of Iraq, certainly not attacking Iran, living wage, which I think is something that has a lot of merit.
Doyle, like most other Pinocchio and Sandals supporters, realizes the candidates are long shots. Mark Steer is secretary of Neighborhood Networks, the group endorsing Chuck Pinocchio. He hopes to have as many as 300 members on the street Tuesday, even though he has no illusions that Pinocchio will win the primary.
Sometimes you have to stand up for your principles, and we agree with Chuck a lot more than we agree with the other candidates. It's really important that people who take our view, who are progressives and liberals, feel that they have a voice. It's important that they stick together, and ultimately we want them all to work to defeat Santorum.
Steer says if people feel they've had a voice in the primary, they're more likely to show up at the polls in November, even if it's to cast a vote for a candidate they voted against in May. For NPR News, I'm Brad Linder in Philadelphia.